Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of Bab, under the chapter of Tawakkul and Yaqeen. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qal, kana akhwani ala ahdi an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa kana ahaduhuma ya'ti an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal akharu yahtarifu. Fashaka al-muhtarifu akhahu lin-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala la'allaka turzaqu bihi, rawahu at-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu narrates that there were two brothers during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn from him, and the other was occupied in earning a living. So two brothers, one was doing the work, he was in the business, he was doing the earning, he was working. And the other one used to go as a student to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to go to learn to Rasulullah, going to learn by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the one that was working, he came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he's there in the business, he's working. This other one now is going as a student to work, to learn by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the one that was working, he came to complain. So he came to complain. The latter complained about his brother to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. Now look, this reply teaches us something very, very important, very beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the person who was working complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the reply that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. It is possible that you are receiving your sustenance because of him. It's possible that you and your business are getting your income because of him going to study by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach us that don't think that what you are getting is because of your effort. Sometimes it's because of somebody else doing something that Allah Ta'ala is blessing you. In other words, you're allowing your brother to go and learn. You're allowing him, giving him that allowance to go and learn. Because of that kindness that you are showing to your brother, it's possible that because of him Allah Pak is giving you your rozi. So something here very, very important we learn is that a person should always think to himself that it's perhaps on behalf of that weak staff member that I got, perhaps on somebody's du'as that I'm taking, or perhaps that leniency I'm showing to some of the customers, Allah Ta'ala is giving me my rozi. It doesn't mean that I have to be very, very hard, I have to be very shrewd in business, no such thing. That sometimes it's because of the weak people, of being kind, a person being honest, a person having sifat in his business, Allah Ta'ala is providing for him. So this is completely opposite to what the mind thinks. In one hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْزَقُوا وَتُنْسَرُوا بِأَجْلِ ضُعَفَائِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْزَقُونَ وَتُنْسَرُونَ بِأَجْلِ ضُعَفَائِكُمْ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that perhaps you are being given your risk because of the poor people amongst you, and you are being assisted, Allah is giving you His assistance because of the poor people amongst you, the weak people amongst you. You are taking care of the weak, and Allah Ta'ala is taking care of you. There's one brother, one businessman, very successful, he passed away now, may Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, multi-millionaire. So he gives account of his business, that how he saw the barakat in his business, just flowing and flowing and flowing, year after year, he's just picking up and picking up and picking up. He said that when he started off, he and his brother, he started off, but in a small supermarket, and then it went to wholesale, and then it went to a big cash and carry. But he said when he started off with his brother as a small supermarket, not long, his brother was like doing most of the work. He was a hard working person, and he was there with his brother. But not long after that, his brother had passed away. So he said, now when my brother had passed away, I didn't forget his ihsan upon me. So whatever salary my brother was taking at that time, I took that salary and I gave it to his family. He said not long after that, his children and his wife, they didn't need the money because the children all qualified as professionals and they had good jobs and they were doing very well for themselves. So they didn't need that salary from my business. But I didn't forget the ihsan of my brother. 20 years or 25 years have now passed. Every month with regularity, I take out that salary from my business and I go and give them. I don't think whether they need it or they don't need it. I think that one day I started off with my brother. He was helping me and he was doing so much of work. I haven't forgotten that ihsan. I think through the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala is giving me today. So sometimes we think that is because of our effort. Sometimes we should change the thinking and think, no, it's because of the ihsan of someone, or because of some kindness that I am showing, or something I'm doing, that perhaps Allah Ta'ala is looking at that and He's giving me. There's another person, and he, similar situation, that when his partner, and his partner was very, very illiterate, had absolutely, but because it was his brother, so he came in as a partner, so he had absolutely no education, no background, hardly could work, but he kept him in as an equal partner in his business. And he also mentions that, this is my brother, I look at him as my brother, and I brought him in, so whatever our income is, we split it. Whatever that income is, I don't think to myself that I'm the working partner, I'm doing all the effort, and I'm doing all the hard work, I don't even think like that. He says, when I do that, I see that barakah is increasing and increasing. And not only that, the muhabbat in the family is unbelievable. Unbelievable muhabbat Allah Ta'ala has given that family. Why? Because one person took it upon himself that it doesn't matter that he is weaker. So the hadith teaches us that you may be looking after him. Don't think that you are supplying him and you are supporting him. It's perhaps because of him Allah is supporting you. So when a person thinks like that, then he doesn't feel it hard to help those that are weak, those that are in need. And a person who is a youngster, or a person that has a father or a mother that is old and he needs to look after that, he doesn't look at the parents as a burden, but he thinks to himself, perhaps Allah Ta'ala is taking care of me because I'm looking after my mother, because I'm looking after my father. Because of the weak amongst you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, Allah is looking after you, Allah is providing you. So when a person thinks like that, you think you will ever find any parents that will be abandoned, the children won't look after them. All the time they'll be taken care of. Why? Because now the children just change the mindset that because of them, Allah Ta'ala is taking care of me. It's not that I have to take care of them. So you won't get a situation where people are fighting that why do I have to look after the parents. In fact, it will be the reverse, that everyone is fighting that how can I take care of my parents, how I can take care of my mother, my father, my aunt, etc. May Allah Ta'ala give us the correct thinking. Yeah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just to show the Sahabi that this is how you should think. That don't think that he's coming by me to learn, so therefore there's some deprivation in your business. Maybe you are getting what you are getting because of him coming to me. All it needs is a little bit of a mindset change. Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Rahmatullah Ali from Mia's farm, many, many people became Hafiz under him. Many, many. And he had one policy in his madrasa. He used to tell the other ustads that any student that is bright, that is intelligent, you all can take them. Any student that is weak in the madrasa, send the weak students to me to learn by me. And you know, and we know that how difficult it is to teach weak students. It was very difficult, but he used to specifically ask for the weak students. Just keeping in line, keeping in tune with this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala may perhaps is assisting me because of the weak students around me. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.